Hello everyone, this is Benevolent Heretic with an Above Top Secret or Below Top Secret.com podcast. I just want to thank you all for your great responses. And Mr. Whoopi, I like your definition of cynicism as seeing the world as it truly is. I think that's more true. And I've said before that I'm an emotional person and that when I'm in the middle of something, it seems like it's the biggest thing, and that, you know, that's the way everything is all the time. And since I live right in the present, it seems like that is the way everything is all the time. So when I'm feeling cynical in those periods, I feel like that's who I am. And I realized after listening to your responses that much of the time I spend in my life is a very positive, happy, hopeful time. It's those periods of cynicism that I was speaking about in my podcast. And in the depth of those periods, it seems like they are the rule, you know, like that is what's happening all the time. But when I can step back and look more objectively at my situation, I realize that it's not nearly as that I am not nearly as cynical as I think I am when I'm in those periods, and it doesn't last for long. So I think I just don't like the idea that that is part of who I am at all, because I do like to be, you know, even though I'm the age I am, which is in my 40s still, I like to be happy and hopeful and somewhat naive and positive. You know, I don't want to be a Pollyanna, and I'm definitely not, but I want to have hope. I want to have hope for the future. And I don't want to sit around and be, oh, it's, you know, there's no use. Why bother? They're only going to do this, whatever. So I just want to kind of clear that up and say that really I'm a happy person most of the time. I'm happy and not cynical most of the time. But it's in those depths of the cynicism that I feel like it's all the time. So thanks again for your responses, and I'm looking forward to more. Thanks for listening.